volunteers help us direct resources more efficiently here in the city.
Anything that a police officer can do, they pretty much can do.
We look like any other police officer on the street.
A budget cut for the city could soon cause a strain on their resources.
Less officers will mean more crime.
Police may be looking at some serious layoffs in the new year, and the cuts could affect several local communities.
Police departments across the country are struggling to keep their city safe while facing budget cuts. Redlands, California might have an answer, with one of the largest volunteer police programs in the country. Their violent crime rates actually dropped after they lost 25% of their force in 2007.
We wouldn't be able to provide the level of service that I believe the Redlands residents have grown to be accustomed to if we didn't have our volunteer program.
Lieutenant Travis Martinez supervises the program, which uses volunteers as patrol rangers for city parks, traffic control, administrative duties.
If you want to volunteer here at the Redlands Police Department, we'll find a place for you.
And sometimes for more demanding positions, like reserve field officers.
They can arrest, they do have police powers. They are armed, they have the same equipment that the police officer has.
The reserve officers come from all kinds of backgrounds, from priesthood to car dealerships.
Very different, working at a church and the police department. I became the chaplain for the police department about 15 years ago, and that's how I got involved with Redlands Police Department. And I enjoyed being out with the other officers, enjoyed doing things, so I decided to go through the academy.
I've always wanted to be a police officer, but when I graduated high school, I got into the car business, and that career just took off.
Whether these volunteers are giving up their time out of a sense of service or because they just want to be police officers and can't get hired right now, they help out the city immensely.
They're huge for our department. It's enabled us to keep doing things that we normally do.
Where we come in handy is handling all of the non-serious crime calls. The city just basically doesn't have the money to pay a full-time police officer to handle traffic control, handle crowd control.
But their supervisors say they are well prepared to handle these kinds of incidents because they are thoroughly trained.
They have to complete the exact same training program that a regular officer does. It's not like we'll hire somebody right away and put them in a car and expect them to know everything.
They are getting a great foundation to do the work they need to do, and they wouldn't be deployed out there if we didn't have their full confidence.
Once trained, they blend in with the rest of the force.
The average citizen wouldn't know that we're volunteers. I mean, when you look at either of us, when we're in uniform, we look like any other police officer on the street.
And none of the volunteers' uniforms or equipment comes out of the city budget.
Our volunteer program is completely self-sustainable. They raise their own money, they buy their own cars, they buy their own uniforms, they buy their own equipment. None of the money comes out of the general fund, and they get a lot of that money through donations.
That includes the shining pride of the department, the volunteer-staffed pilot program. It's accrued one plane, one officer, and nearly 30 volunteer pilots in less than 5 years. They call it a force multiplier because it can do many things at once, reducing the need for as many officers on the ground.
To act as the force multiplier for the department not only saves manpower, but it can also save time and money.
Redlands efficiency has served as a model, one that other cities are taking note of.
There's been a number of cities that have contacted us regarding our volunteer program, and I believe they're replicating our efforts in other cities.
While their volunteer program serves as a great example of how to keep a city safe with a tighter budget, Redlands is not alone. There are roughly 250,000 police volunteers throughout the country, contributing millions of hours. And the number only seems to be growing.
It's benefited our department tremendously.
Just raises the level of service.
Exactly.